Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Tshuva Perek He. In this perek and the next one, the two prakim exactly in the middle of Hilchot Tshuva, the Rambam shifts the focus away from Tshuva itself. These prakim are devoted rather to explaining the principle of free will, called in modern Hebrew Bichira Chofshit, but this term was only coined well after the Rambam. This is the fundamental truth that all of a person's actions are ultimately determined by him, not by any other forces or actors. In Perek Zayin, the Rambam will explain why this principle is of critical importance for understanding tshuva. Halacha Aleph. Rishut kol adam netunalo. Im ratza lehatot atzmo lederech tova v'liot tzadik, harishut biado. Vim ratza lehatot atzmo lederech ra'a v'liot rasha, harishut biado. Hu shekatuv ba'torah. Hein ha'adam haya ka'achad mimenu la'da'at tov v'ra. Klomar, hein min ze shel adam haya echad ba'olam, ve'ein lo min sheni domelo b'ze ha'inyan, shiehi hu me'atzmo b'da'ato u'v'machshavto, yodea ha'tov v'hara ve'ose kol ma'ashu chafetz, ve'ein lo mi sheyakev al yado mi la'asot ha'tov o hara. It is in the power of every person to decide to be a great tzaddik, and it is in his power to decide to be a terrible rasha. The source of this is the pasuk in Parshat Bereshit, after Adam and Chava eat from the Eitz Hadat. Hein ha'adam haya kachad mimenu, la'dat tov v'ra. The simple meaning of this pasuk is God saying, man has become like us. Us, either referring to himself in the plural, or perhaps to himself along with the angels, in that now, after partaking of the Eitz Hadat, man knows the difference between good and bad. But the Rambam seems to be reading the pasuk as Unkelus read and translated it, with the word mimenu attached not to the words before it, but to the words after it. Mimenu lada'at tov v'ra. The determination of what is good and what is bad is from man himself. That is, he decides if he will act in a manner which is good or one which is bad. Halacha bet. Al ya'avor b'machshav techa, davar ze shomrin tipshei ha'umot v'rov golmei b'nei Yisrael. Shakadosh baruch hu gozer al ha'adam mitchilat b'riyato liot tzadik o rasha. Ein hadavar kein, ela kol adam v'adam ra'ui liot tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu, o rasha ki arovam, o chacham o sachal, o rachman o achzari, o kilai o shoa, v'chein sha'ar kol hadeot. Don't be led astray by the arguments of the fatalists, who claim that God determines when a person is created, if he will be a tzadik or a rasha. This isn't true, and a person can choose how to act, and even what his character traits will be, merciful or cruel, stingy or generous, and even, and this one isn't obvious at all, wise or foolish. The Hegaot Mamoniot here asks a question from the Gemara in Nida Daf Tet Zayin, which says that before birth, a malach determines whether this newborn will be strong or weak, and whether it will be a chacham or a fool. That last part is seemingly in contradiction to the words of the Rambam here. The Hegaot Mamoniot quotes the answer of the Maharam Rutenberg. It is indeed determined from birth how intelligent a person is. Some people are smarter than others, and there is no way to change that. But being a chacham is about a lot more than having intelligence. One must direct his intellectual abilities to studying and knowing Torah and understanding God. Conversely, someone who is not born with great intelligence can nonetheless put in the extra effort, master the Torah, and become a chacham. So the Gemara in Nida is talking about innate intelligence, while the Rambam here is talking about the result of becoming a chacham, which can be achieved whether a person is endowed with strong intellectual skills or not. Parenthetically, an interesting historical note. The Hegaot Maimoniot, in writing this answer of the Maharam Rutenberg, said that the Maharam answered this question while he was imprisoned in Insisheim Castle. The Maharam was taken captive by the provincial governor in western Germany and held as prisoner for ransom. The Jewish community raised the ransom money, but he refused to be redeemed, in accordance with the Mishnah in Gittin that we don't redeem captives when this will only encourage further kidnappings. He died in captivity after 7 years, and only after another 14 years was his body eventually ransomed by a wealthy Jew and buried in a Jewish cemetery. Continuing in Halacha Bet, Ve'ein lo mi shiyichpehu, ve'lo gozer alav, ve'lo mi shemoshcho le'chad mishnei drachim, ela hu me'atzmo u'midato note le'ezo derech shiyirtze. No one determines in what direction a person will go, And here, and in the rest of Halacha Bet, the Rambam reads three consecutive psukim in Megillat Eicha based on this principle of free will and its immediate consequences. These are in Paragimel, psukim lamed chet tamem. The first pasuk that we just read is Mipi Elyon lo teitzei haraot vehatov. God does not determine good and bad. This sounds strange at first reading. Didn't we learn in Paragimel that God judges and decides the fate of every individual, every country, indeed the entire world? The Rambam explains that the pasuk means something else, that God doesn't determine how a person will behave, if he will be good or bad. As the Gemara in Brachot phrases it, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyirat shamayim. And therefore, the next pasuk, pasuk lametet, Mayit onen adam chai gever al chata'av. A person who sins should cry and lament over the fact that he sinned, as he has only himself to blame. The important thing is not the crying in and of itself, but the fact that the person takes responsibility for his actions, understands that only he has the power to change them, and takes steps to improve himself. This leads to the third pasuk, pasuk mem, Nachpasa derachenu v'nachkora v'nashuva ad Hashem. Let us examine our ways and return to God. This is the one time the Rambam mentions tshuva in this perek. Since only we are in control of our actions, let us take responsibility, examine our deeds, and return to the proper path of Torah and mitzvot. Halacha Gimel. V'ikar zeh, ikar gadol hu, v'hu amud ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvah, shnemar, re'ei natati lefanecha hayom et ha-chayim v'et ha-tov, v'et ha-mavet v'et ha-ra, v'chatuv, re'ei anuchi noten lefnechem hayom, b'racha u'klala, klomar, sha'rishut b'yadchem, v'chol shi'achpotz ha-adam lasot m'aseh b'nei ha-adam oseh, bein tovim, bein ra'im. We don't need to go to Megillat Eicha to find this principle expressed. It's implicit in the entire concept of mitzvot. As the Torah says in the two psukim quoted here by the Rambam, Re'ei, see and understand that God has given us a choice. Tov or Ra, Bracha or Klala, it's entirely up to us. In Halacha Dalid, he goes on to point out that God cannot possibly punish a person for doing Averot if the choice of how to act was not entirely his. Ilu haya hakel gozer al ha'adam liot tzadik o rasha, o ilu haya sham davar shemoshechet ha'adam bikar toladeto lederech min hadrachim, o lemada min hamadaot, o ledea min hadeot, o lemasim min hamasim, kamo shebodin milibam hatipshim hovrei shamayim. If it were the case that God decrees a person to be a tzaddik or a rasha, or if some external power forces a person towards some action, or some incorrect idea, or some bad character trait, as the foolish astrologers believe. Note the Rambam's utter rejection of astrology, consistent with his opinion that we saw in Hilchot Avodah Zarah, Perakid Aleph. He goes on, Hei chaya mitzaveh lanu al dei hanevi'im, aseh kach, ve'al taseh kach, heitivu darchichem, ve'al telchu acharei rishachem, v'hu mitchilat briyato kvar nigzar alav, o toladato timshochoto, ledavar she'i efshar lazuz menu, u'ma makom haya l'chol ha-Torah kula, ובאיזה דין ואיזה משפט נפרע מן הרשע ומשלם שכר לצדיק? השופט כל הארץ לא יעשה משפט? If the astrologers are correct, then it would be pointless for God to send Nevi'im to command us to correct our ways, as he did many, many times throughout the period of the Tanakh. And it would be a perversion of justice for him to punish us for actions over which we have no control. The Rambam ends with a plea of Avram Avinu when he interceded with God on behalf of Sodom and Amorah. Hashofet kol haaretz lo yaseh mishpat. Could it be that the judge of the world acts in an unjust manner? Note that here the Rambam seems to say that no one is drawn by nature even toward any character trait. But in the beginning of Hilchot Deot, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, the Rambam did seem to acknowledge, and this is also familiar to us from our experience, that a person may find himself drawn naturally from birth toward certain traits, being extroverted or shy, being happy or sullen, etc. Some suggest that the Rambam is referring here specifically to character traits which make it more likely to sin, like quickness to anger or haughtiness. Alternatively, the Rambam may mean here that no one is drawn irrevocably to any character trait, and even if it takes some people more work than it takes others, any negative tendency can be overcome. Now, in the middle of Halacha Dalid, the Rambam addresses a seeming difficulty with its concept of free will. Va'al titma v'tomar, he'ach yeh ha'adam oseh kol ma shi'achpotz, v'yu ma'asav misurin lo, v'chi yeh'aseh ba'olam davar shelo b'rshut kono uvelo cheftzo, v'akatuv omer, kol asher chafetz Hashem asah b'shamayim uva'aretz, da shehakol b'cheftzo yeh'aseh, va'af al pi shemaseinu misurim lanu. The pasuk in Tehillim, which we say in Psukei de Zimra every Shabbat, says, Kol asher chafetz Hashem asa b'shamayim uva'aretz. Everything that happens in the world is in accordance with God's will. So how can we be free to do whatever we want? The Rambam answers, this isn't the difficulty. We control our actions, and yet God's will is done. Ketzad, kishem shechafetz hayotzer liyot ha'esh v'ruach olim lamala, v'hamayim v'haaretz yordim lamata, v'hagalgal sovev ba'igul, v'chein sha'ar briyot ha'olam liyot k'minagan shechafetz bo, kacha chafetz liyot ha'adam rishuto biyado, v'chol ma'asav misurin lo. V'lo yelo lo kofe v'lo moshech, ela hu me'atzmo uvidato shenatan lo hakel ose kol shehadam yachol la'asot. Just as God wills fire and air to move upward, and water and earth to gravitate downward, and wills the celestial spheres to maintain their constant motion, so too he wishes for man to be in complete control of his deeds, acting in accordance with his God-given intelligence and awareness. The Rambam ends Halacha Daled by emphasizing again that because of man's free will, he can be judged for his actions, rewarded for the good, and punished for the bad. But now in Halacha Hey, the Rambam asks a stronger question on the idea of free will. Even if we accept that the ability of the human being to chart his own path is completely consistent with God's will, how can it be squared with God's complete knowledge? Shema Tomar, V'halo HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodea kol ma shiyeh kodem shiyeh. Yada sheze tzadik o rasha o lo yada. Im yada shu yeh tzadik, yefshar shelo yeh tzadik. V'im tomar shiyada shiyeh tzadik v'efshar shiyeh rasha, hare lo yada hadavar al burio. God knows the entirety of human history, past and future, in all of its minute details. If a person can choose whether he will be a tzadik or rasha, doesn't this mean that God cannot know what he will be? If God knows what he will be, doesn't this mean that the person doesn't really have a choice? The Rambam writes his answer to this difficulty in the rest of Halacha Hey. And to summarize it, this is indeed a very difficult and deep question, touching on many fundamental concepts, but the resolution ultimately boils down to the unique nature of God's knowledge. God does not know something in the same way we do. And so his knowledge of whether a person will be a tzaddik or a rasha does not contradict that person's ability to choose what kind of person to be, even though ordinary human knowledge of that fact would indeed contradict free will. This answer is not entirely satisfying, as the Ravid points out here, because it doesn't really provide a full explanation. What exactly is the nature of God's knowledge, and why doesn't it contradict free will as human knowledge would? The Rambam doesn't explain, and the Ravid critiques him for initiating a discussion that he was not prepared to conclude. The Ravid himself suggests a different resolution of the difficulty. He compares it to astrology. Unlike the Rambam, and like the Ramban we discussed in Hilchot Avodah Zarah Perek Yud Aleph, the Ravid considers astrology to be a true science. The astrologer can read in the stars what a person is determined to do, but a person can still choose whether or not to do it. In that case, the astrologer's knowledge isn't complete because a person has the ability to overcome what is written in the stars. God, whose knowledge is greater than that of the astrologer's, knows even this added point of whether the person has the determination and willpower to act opposite to what the stars determine that he will do at any given moment. This knowledge does not affect the ultimate decision of the individual, and therefore does not contradict free will. The Ravid seems not completely convinced by his own answer, and concludes, V'chol ze einenu shaveh. Perhaps because, if God truly knows with precision how the person will act, then we are back to the original question of, doesn't this contradict free will? I find the answer of Rav Sadia Gaon, in his Sefer Emunot V'Deot, to be the most satisfying resolution of this difficulty. There is a difference between knowledge and causation. Typically, we can only know the past, and only cause things to happen in the future. But in the case of God, who exists outside of time, our actions now, totally in our control, can cause God to know yesterday or whenever else in the past what we choose to do. To illustrate this explanation using a time travel analogy, if I took my son out for ice cream yesterday and he chose vanilla, then were I to go back in time from today to yesterday and witness my son choosing what flavor ice cream he wants, I would know the outcome of that choice, even as the choice is completely his. My knowledge that he will choose vanilla doesn't cause him to do so. Just the opposite. I only know he will choose vanilla because he will do so. For a person to travel in time is, of course, science fiction. But God is not bound by time, And so there's no contradiction between his knowledge of what we will do and our freedom to choose what we do. Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishnah Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.